Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, man. Blessing you, gracing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. You won't believe, man. I went into Studio 8, then I was looking. Hey, nothing is happening. I said, nah. Let me call Vus. On my new phones, man, I don't have contacts. Nothing. No contacts, nothing. Yeah. I'm in Studio 6 now, so I can see Voice is really working on so that we'll be able to do some nice songs, man. I'm hoping that we can be able to play some nice songs, you know, some nice songs that would get us through. Now, much of the times, we become those kinds of believers who go with the aspect of witnessing and what witnessing is even all about. You know, we basically do that. We go with the aspect of what witnessing is all about. And I think much of the times we become those kinds of people who basically find ourselves in false witnessing. So we will be touching that. And I would like to say thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you. Thank you so much for gracing us up, man. Thank you so much for getting us going. You know, thank you so much for everything. Your goodwill, sir. Thank you very much. That the nation loves you undividedly. Thank you very much. And of course, I'd like us to start with a very beautiful song. This song I think you will love so much, just as I do. Check it out. This is one of the most beautiful songs that has been done by this artist. It's good to be on the old deck. Studio 6 has these old decks, man. You still have some way over them. Check it out.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Beautiful song indeed. The song of Yolanda Adams, Open My Heart, a very nice rendition there, I should tell you. Welcome to it, 6 to 8 live on Tuesday Live. My name is Ray. I'll be hanging out with quite a lot of people today from all over the country. And let me start by welcoming Professor Buyiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg. Greetings to you, Professor. I trust you're well. Welcome to the show.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you very much. I am very well by the grace of the Father. Thank you for welcoming me. I'm also greeting your family in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. I also greet our brother, Brother Barukia, in the name of Yahushua, and our family of Radio Pulpit. Greetings to you all. Glory to the Most High. It's a beautiful evening again. And we bless the Father. Amen. Amen.
Are you done?
I am done.
Oh, okay. Shoo. That was such a long way, man. Someone says, how are you? You go like, the weather is fine.
And then I'll start again.
Yo.
I am well, thank you.
Hey, well,
thank you for giving me that time to say it.
So I think I will never angeke ngisakhuza ngalento, because I see ukuthi no, it's an inbuilt thing, you know.
I'll try. Next week I would have improved.
No. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for gracing us, and Baruch Yah is not in tonight because the last time I checked, it was somewhere near Naisna. Yeah, but I think they're on their way back.
Well.
Yeah, they're on their way back, and thank you so much for him. It would have been nice if he sent voice notes, but he just told me now, not long ago. It would have been nice if he sent voice notes because we still would maintain his presence. You know, to say ukhona phakathi kwethu, but somewhat somehow.
Yes.
Yeah. Kasi suthi bara agona. Agona akekho. All right. Hey, ngazi ngakhumbula leya ngoma lethi ugogo akekho konja uyazi wena. Akekho ugogo ugogo akekho. Ecula. Ngicula u Brown, khona uthi bathu Brown. He was a friend of mine, Brown.
Uh-huh.
And many people called him Brown, Brown Dash, but his name, we used to call him Brown.
Yeah.
Brown, yeah.
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 We know when the name is complete Brown Dash, so when you say Brown, you think maybe it's someone else.
Brown, yeah, Brown. All right. Professor, tonight we are talking about false witnessing. It means any kind of witnessing that includes an exaggeration, and any kind of witnessing that omits the facts of the truth, any kind of witnessing that is devoid of the truth, any kind that deliberates on deception or deceiving the hearers, any kind of deception that basically goes on to overlook the word of the Father, the promptings of the Father, the warnings of the Father, the guidance of the Father. Hey, any witnessing that overlooks the grace of the Father. Do you know where the Father says, hold your peace? Even when the thing you're going to speak, but the Father says, hold your peace. If you don't hold your peace, you go on and say that thing, it becomes a false witnessing because it is against the warnings of the Father. But what is false witnessing? What are types of witnessing that we see? Many people speak about evil counsel. You know, many people also speak about lying witnessing or lying witnesses. But lying witnessing or witnessing that is deceptive, and also it speaks about a counsel that is slanderous, or references that are slanderous, but also speaks about folly, that which is devoid of the truth, which is aimed at deceiving the simple, and a form of dishonesty that comes through hypocrisy, which emanates from worldly wisdom. Yo. And then, of course, also it speaks about falsehood and perjury. Falsehoods and perjury. What these are even all about. We're touching on that. And in Cape Town, we'll be joined from the Parliament, of course, by Julia Mamaria Sifako, a friend of mine there will be joining us. My sister and friend there will be joining us. And those who are following her on Facebook, they saw her with my wife posing. Ah! Njengo Professor Sondezi, ngibonile ku Facebook, aposile. Ah! No matapele. Aposile.
Hayibo.
Yeah, ngibonile. Awu. Ngibonile.
Hey.
Yes.
Indima le ndaba.
Nayo.
I don't even know about it.
Dase. Nayo. Mangabheka ku profile yakhe. Lulizandla tsunami. Tha uthi amukela nalugcobo sisi namadi ngiyalithatha. Thatha la khona. Ekumnandi emhlabeni. Kumnandi you. Yeah.
You know, I am not even aware of that, but yeah, I'll have a look.
Yeah, but you see,
as you say so.
Yeah, as a professor, you know, the media is taking snaps of you. I mean, you know, people are quoting you all over the world because of your writings, the things you have done, You're one of the first women to do what you did here in the continent. So, hey, people basically will be quoting you, you know, and saying, hey, yeah, who is on this, the professor? Anyway, when we speak about false witnessing, in Exodus chapter 20, verses 16, it says, you shall not bear false witness. We start to see, first and foremost, false witnessing is regarded as a falsehood or a witness of falsehood that always stands against someone. False witnessing is always standing against someone. And many people don't check this. Mm-hmm. What does it do to the soul of that person? What does it do to the spirit of that person? What does it do to whatever it is that is connected to that person? Emotions, his cognitive being, what does it do to his dignity? What does it do to their rights of being people? You know, and that very aspect says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And one thing that I come to see, to bear means to carry. So false witness is a burden of falsehood that accuses another, that one carries each and every time. Even though I speak falsehoods about you and testify about you things that are not truth, because I know you, you know me, Professor. And then I testify some things. That witness, even though it is aimed at destroying you, even if it can destroy you, it continues to be a burden to me. Hence the way it speaks about bearing. Ukthwala. Ah, ngayibeka yezwakala. Anyway, if you look at 23 verses 1 of Exodus, it says, you shall not circulate a false report. So we start to see false witnessing is a circulating false report. A false report that one circulates. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. We start to see also that false witnessing is also known as a witnessing of unrighteousness. And I said it's a burden. And the more you say it, the more it becomes weightier and weightier. Irembulele. Ndithethe kaloku. Kodwa ndihle apha kuwe. I will stay as your burden. Each and every time. And today we have to look at ourselves as believers, man. What is it that is so much upon us? I think it's false witnessing against one another. Man, the devil is playing a game here against us. And we are so burdened by falsehoods, false witnessing, steering people around so that our cause can become that which we want it to be. We act as the Holy Spirit over people. It is the Spirit of the Father that is supposed to give witness, but somewhere, somehow, we seem to have gone ahead of Him and are giving our own. And it's called the witness of unrighteousness, even if you say, but bless you. If it is derived in falsehood, it's a false witness. It's also a burden to you as you say it to me. Eyo professor uthulile ke namhlanje. So lokhu ngikhulume ngalesa sithombe ku Facebook. Ubhizi uyasibheka. Sleepy listen. Hayi.
No. It's not that.
Okay.
I'm pondering on the reality of what we're talking about. It's very serious.
It is. It is.
Very, very serious. Yes.
Absolutely. And in Deuteronomy 19, verses 6, it says, if a false witness rises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing. False witnesses is when people take a stand of testimony or testaments against another, prompting a wrongdoing on them. Were they wrong? Sure. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We will be back.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And someone says, wow, Ray, you sound so alive, but you're so frail. Hey, shilungile. In our weakness, the Father's glory is evidenced. Now, Professor, let me bring this to you. What does false witnessing imply? What does it mean? What should we know as a body of believers?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my brother, for the question. You have highlighted that very well and different types of how we could identify false witnessing. And now you're asking a question, what does it do into the body of believers? And what came to my mind is the question of, firstly, why are we even talking about this? Why do we have such a thing called false witnessing? Why would someone go to an extent of even talking such things about the neighbor? Or why would you even go to an extent of saying things that are false? And when you were trying to elaborate and to put in an introduction, so we're talking about things that we do in exaggeration sometimes when we think we are trying to put things in a specific way or in a specific order, and those things are no longer glorifying the Lord, and they are no longer edifying someone else. And what is happening there is that he who speaks those things is gratifying himself. So what does it do to us as the children of the Most High? Those things obviously are not building us up as the people of God. They are not building homes. They are not building communities. They are not building even the churches, the houses of God. You are speaking about false witnessing as about the overlooking of the word of the Father. So we're looking at the signs in which these things manifest. How does false witnessing manifest? When we overlook the word of the Father, God would speak something to us and we overlook what he has said. We're not only looking into the lies that we know, because sometimes we know the blatant lie, but sometimes, as you were saying, false witnessing is also about not revealing what the true word of God is, and you deliberately say things that are false. You deliberately say things that are deceiving to the hearer. It's also about acting contrary to the will of the Lord, acting contrary to the will of the Father and the word of the Father. And we are seeing this happening even inside the church, inside the house of God. People deliberately twisting the truth of God as though they are witnessing about him. Obviously, because people have trusted those figures as individuals who are speaking for God, they have fallen into a trap of being false witnesses. And that false witnessing portrays and depicts God in a different way. It reveals the Father in a different way. So what does it mean to us? What does it do to us as the children of God? It places us in a platform that is not godly. It places us in a state that is not going to identify us with the Father. So when we change the word of God, we change the doctrine, we change what God has said, because we want that thing to suit us and our selfishness, we are moving from the position where we are supposed to be, the position of revealing the Father, and we start revealing someone else. So it says here the false witnesses will not work for the Father. So it means they have a certain force, a certain king who continues to inject them with false witnesses, with this false lies, with everything that is ungodly. So we are not talking about the people that are in the Father, people that are in God, if they will continually and deliberately speak the word that is not aligned with the word of God. So going to the verses that you started quoting, you spoke about Exodus 23, verse 1, you shall not circulate false report, and neither should you put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. So the circulation of the false report, particularly things that you know exactly are not true, that is about false witnessing. And the aim of that is deception. The aim of that is to remove people from the foundation of the truth, to remove those who hear you from the Father. And if you are aware of such who are circulating false reports, the Bible says your hand must not partake in those places where those people are, because they become the witnesses of unrighteousness. If we are in the Messiah, we become the righteousness of the Father. But if we are going to people who are false witnesses, circulating the false report, either about you as a child of God or God himself or the word of God, it means these are the people who are wicked, regarded as people who are working for the enemy. So it means we are supposed to be vigilant and check our mind, check what we say, check what we hear, because some of the things that we will hear, we will be hearing from the deceivers who are circulating the false report, and those false reports are meant to derail us from the Father. But nevertheless, that it means we ourselves must be able to guard ourselves. Yes, we understand that people can speak evil things about the source and the word of God being twisted, but now what does it say to us? It means we also have to guard how we speak about the word of God, how we portray God, how we reveal God. Because if we are going to twist the word of God, whether we are twisting it because we are trying to bend the hand of the one who hears us, we are becoming the false witnesses. Even ourselves become the partakers of those who are speaking lies to the hearers. So me as a child of God, I must make sure that I speak the right things, even if it means it puts me at the platform that I would think it does not put me in favor. I will have to continually speak the truth, because what I have in me is the word of God, and the word of God is the truth, and I have received him who is the way, the truth, and the life. So I am not expected to be the one who will bear the fruit of unrighteousness by speaking lies, by speaking deceit, lest I become the witness of unrighteousness. And we know that where we are, there are many who are rising, who are becoming the false witnesses, and some of them, they are amongst us because they are now using the worldly wisdom. We spoke about the worldly wisdom. So some of the things that we'll participate in, Brother Ray, some of them look good because they look glamorous to where we are. And when we conform to them, we are becoming false witnesses, and we become the bearers of that false witness. You spoke about a burden. So false witness, it becomes a burden even to you who speaks about it. But for us to be free and be in the Lord, always speaking the word of God, it means we need to be watchful of what we say, be watchful whether we are speaking things that are in line with the word of God. And sometimes we speak things about our neighbors, about our friends, about the believers inside the house of God, thinking we want to maybe bring them down, or you want to exalt yourself, because for you to exalt yourself, it means you must speak better about yourself and bad about other people, which is when the Bible says to us, a man who bears false witness against his neighbor is like a club, is like a sword, is like a sharp arrow. That's what is found in Proverbs 25, verse 18. So if I would bear a false witness against my neighbor, against a fellow believer, I am a killer, I am a destroyer, I am this arrow that is coming to destroy the child of God. So I am no different than the enemy himself, the devil, who comes to kill within the house of God. In fact, I become even more dangerous because I'm inside the house of God. I'm expected to know the truth. I'm the one who carries the truth. But if I now find myself bearing false witness, false witness against someone else, I become the killer of my fellow brother. And this is seen all over, or in most of our gatherings. Gossiping is happening now and then. People are backbiting each other. People are speaking about their pastors. They are speaking about their leaders. They are speaking about their fellow believers. And we think it is normal. We think it is acceptable. Once we start speaking those things, we must know that we have fallen into a trap of false witnessing, because we are not revealing the love and the unity that is supposed to be revealed by the people of God inside the house of God. But we are now becoming a club. We are becoming a sword that are cutting and destroying the children of the Most High. So these things are not only happening outside the house of God. We ourselves must guard against them, because our speeches, our actions can easily turn into a false witnessing, and we begin to preach a different message. We can begin to preach for the enemy, thinking we are still speaking for God, simply because sometimes you have unforgiveness in your heart. And when you begin to speak bitterness about your fellow believer, you speak evil things about your fellow believer, you are now false witnessing against that child of God, and you're no longer revealing the Father. And by so doing, the gospel of the kingdom will not be moved from where we are to the ends of the world, because we have not revealed the gospel by our speech and by our actions.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. That's 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note. Let's hear what you say on this, the very issue of false witnessing today. We're talking about that and its effects on us, what the word says with regards to that. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note there about the very aspect of false witnessing, what it is even all about. I am keen to hear from you with regards to it, because much of the times, false witnessing becomes something that is so easily accepted, and people says, but I am human. I said, but I am human. You know, they say all those kinds of things. And that is where, you know, it messes up the hearers and those who hear it. And it becomes a big problem. All right. We're taking your voice notes, 0826572729. Like I said, I will be talking to my friend, my sister and friend, family in Cape Town, right in Parliament. Julia Mamaria Sefako. Hi, Julia.
Dear brother, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, yourself, along with your listeners. The topic is false witnessing. But with your permission, can I please speak about true witnessing before I move to the false one?
Yes.
I think it does help to understand what a false one would look like.
Mm.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, "You shall be my witnesses," you know, "to Samaria, to Judea, even to the ends of the earth." It says when we receive the Holy Spirit, we shall be the witnesses of God. And for me, that is true witnessing.
Yes.
It speaks largely about the Holy Spirit being upon us before we witness. Therefore, that's what a true one would look like.
Hmm.
Isaiah 11 verse 12 talks about the Holy Spirit. It says it's the Spirit of Yahweh.
Mm.
It is the Spirit of extraordinary wisdom, the Spirit of perfect understanding, the Spirit of wise strategy, the Spirit of mighty power, the Spirit of revelation, and the Spirit of the fear of Yahweh. Mm. So true witnessing would be the one that is empowered by the Spirit of Yahweh, the Holy Spirit. Now, the false witnessing, therefore, will be a direct opposite of that. In the book of Matthew 26, verse 59, the Bible says, the false witnessing are those who would witness against Jesus. They would witness against Jesus. So it is not the witnessing of Yahweh. It is not the witnessing that is authored by the Spirit of Yahweh.
Mm.
It is against Yahweh. It is against Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Mm. So it is the witnessing that talks about things of the world in the practical sense.
Yeah.
It is about the pride of life, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. It is witnessing of materialism, of those who have itching ears,
mm.
people who want to be successful for themselves, not for Christ. It is witnessing that is prosperity-driven, maybe even healing-driven, as much as healing is an important thing. But when healing is just so that I can live for myself, then it's not the healing that Jesus Christ would get glory from. So even healing, even prosperity, even getting houses and cars and qualifications and marriages and all these wonderful, beautiful things, if you just pursuing these things just for yourself as a witness, you go and tell people, come to church so that you can get those things for yourself.
Hey.
Come to Jesus. He will give you these things, but for you and not for any other reason. Then that witnessing is a false one, because it is still testifying about Christ. It is positioning against Christ. It is
against
positioning
Christ.
Him as an ambulance that's going to give you blessings, materialism, just for yourself and not for the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Sure.
And not so that someone else can gain salvation. So the true witnessing goes to Samaria, to Judea, to the ends of the earth, so that we will all come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, so that we will all be saved, so that we will be redeemed from eternal death. So this one, the false one, does not even have that in mind. It is so short-sighted, so self-driven, so success-driven, so worldly-driven, and it doesn't even have that long-term thinking to say, yes, we are in this earth now on a temporal arrangement, but the end in mind is the eternity that we'll have to spend with Jesus. It doesn't even give you that perspective to say, you are such an eternal person. You are a long-term person. You are so permanent that even when you die, when Jesus comes back, you will be raised to life. So whatever you do now will count for eternity. It doesn't go that far, this witnessing. So you're going to be busy with church activity when you are in this false witnessing. You'll be busy with church activity, but it's solely so that you can get the success, you can get strength, power, motivation, even entertainment, so that at the end of the day, you'll be a happy person. It's more like happiness driven, success driven, prosperity driven. It really is not different from the world, because that's how the world is. Matthew 6 verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. But before it says that, it says, if you seek materialism and all these worldly thing like the world does, then what different are you from them? So false witnessing is a witnessing that is very similar in agenda with the things of the earth, the things of the world. It's similar to the wants and needs of people who do not know Christ. There's no distinctiveness. There's no peculiarity. It doesn't say, I would love to witness so that Jesus Christ can be exalted. I understand that he is coming back, and my witnessing is for the preparation of God people, so that when he comes back, he will come finding them worthy and measuring up to his standard. So unfortunately, that's how false witnessing is. And that's something we should guard against, and something we should not participate in. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Julia Mamaria Sefako. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Thank you for, I know you're busy, but thank you for making time. You know, I remember those days we'd be making time. I'd be here pleading in the studio, and I would plead with her, don't tell anyone. And we've come a long way. We've come a long way. Thank you, Julia. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Professor, you've heard that. You've heard that. And wow, much of the times when it comes to false witnessing, it's all about materialism. But when you look into Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19, it says, a false witness is he who speaks lies. And it is also one who sows discord amongst brethren. One who sows discord. Remember, we've been called into a ministry of reconciliation. Even if you go and say, but I heard the professor say this. Once discord arises between the professor and that person, you have been witnessing falsehood, because you're supposed to bring reconciliation. Now, check it out. It says, a false witness is he who speaks lies and one who sows discord amongst the brethren. Any form of witnessing that sows discord among brethren. Sometimes a notion of saying we are a better church, we are a bigger church, we are a praying church compared to these other churches. Julia Mamaria speaks about the very aspect of church worship. People, and she touched on that. It's the idolatry that we find amongst ourselves. It's indicative of the false witnessing. What's your take?
That is very true, brother. And you know, if you say that, it means most of us are guilty of this sin of false witnessing, because sometimes we would speak things as though they are light things, and then when you look at them deeper through the mirror of the Word of God, we realize that we have sinned against the Father. Like a mere example that you're talking about, that you start making comments, we are a better praying church than the next door church, we are a better singing church than this one, we preach better than this one. Already we are false witnessing, we are already guilty of such misconduct, of such a sin that the Father is talking about tonight. So I do agree with what you are saying, and with the previous caller, that we are really have done wrong in the presence of the Father, and we need to start looking into our hearts, because it is the condition of our hearts that makes us to start saying these things, because we want to satisfy what is inside our heart. So you read Proverbs chapter 6, verse 19. Let me just start from verse 18. It says, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord amongst brethren. And I want to bring to the source of why would someone get to become a false witness. It is because the condition of the heart of that person is not in line with the Word of God, is not in line with the Spirit of the Most High. The previous speaker said we need to understand that the true witnessing comes from the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit who was given as a promise to us, that when we have that Spirit, we shall be witnesses of Yahusha from Jerusalem to Samaria and Judea. But if we are not speaking, or if we are not witnessing about him, it means our heart stood not or did not receive that Holy Spirit. We therefore will have the heart that will devise wicked plans, which is why we are able to speak the way we speak, because you're not speaking from the same Spirit of the Most High. So we speak what we speak because the source of what we are speaking from is not him. So therefore, the wickedness that is in our heart makes us to vomit whatever is in our heart. So even falsehood will come from our mouth. Then we start speaking lies, and we even sow discord amongst the brethren. So if we will find those who are sowing division in the house of God, we know that they are workers of wickedness, because the King whom we worship is the King of unity. He is one, and he promotes the unity of believers. He promotes the unity and the oneness of us as his children. So if there would be discord, if there would be friction that is planted by somebody within the body of Christ, so we know that that person is a false witness who is not revealing the Father, not revealing the Word of God, who is not bringing this kingdom of the Most High together. So these are the things that we must look into. But we are looking into the fact that the source of all these things is because the heart of men are not transformed. The heart of men have not received the Holy Spirit and are not allowing the Holy Spirit to be the final authority over those lives, which is why from their mouth you will be able to hear things, but those things are coming from where? From their heart. Matthew 15 verse 18 says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of their heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, and blasphemies. It's amazing that false witnessing is coming in the list that is counted here, and this is because in the heart is where the source of everything comes, even false witnessing comes from there. And the reason that we begin to see these false witnesses is that we are not allowing the Word of God to change us. If we are not allowing the Word of God to change us as the children of God, we are not going to be led by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will only lead a person who honors the Word, since his work is to edify the Word, Yahusha HaMashiach. So if you find yourself continually speaking lies, having mockery that you are depicting all the time, dividing the house of God, dividing the body, speaking of yourself as a better one compared to someone else, and you know exactly that the person you are talking about is a child of God, you are witnessing falsely about the God whom you say you are at. So these are the things that we must understand, that sometimes when we speak about the church, the body of Christ, the body of the Messiah, you are not talking about the denomination next door. We are talking about the full and the conclusive and the complete body of Christ. So it means we must begin to protect one another, because we are in protecting one another, we are protecting the Word of God. We are protecting the gospel. We are witnessing about the one who died for us. We must know that the church was established after the death of Yahusha, the resurrection of Yahusha. So in other words, if we are not going to build the church by bringing unity amongst ourselves, we are false witnesses of what he died for. That which he died for becomes null and void, because I'm able to speak evil about you. I'm able to speak evil about someone who is also striving forward to be in the kingdom and believe for the word of God and to reveal the Father. So these are the things that we must take note of, that speaking evil about ourselves, speaking evil about other churches are things that are not revealing him. Instead of us praying for one another, instead of us bringing unity by supporting one another, if there is any mistake or maybe any error in my neighbor, I must be able to bring correction, because I have the word of truth and I have the spirit of truth, instead of witnessing falsely about the kingdom that we are at. Matthew 26, verse 59, it has been quoted before. It says, "Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but find none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward." So the reason that we have false witnesses, brother, is so that the glory of the Lord and the kingship of Yahushua HaMashiach will not be revealed. The reason there are so many witnesses that speak against the church is because they don't want to recognize the work of the cross. They don't want to recognize that Yeshua is the king, which is why here these witnesses were coming forth, that they may speak evil about him, that may speak lies about him, so that he who is will not be revealed and known by the whole world. So we get to understand that false witnessing is happening so that we are not going to know this king who died for us, so that we are not going to identify with the Father. So when we backbite, when we gossip, the only thing that is happening there, we are not only hurting the individuals, but we are also denting the body of Christ. We are also denting the name of the Lord. We are not revealing the goodness of the Father. So all of these false witnesses are diminishing the works of the Father, diminishing the works of the cross and the blood of Jesus that was spilled so that it may bring unity to all of us as the children of the Most High. So we need to put away all of these evil speakings, put away the evil thoughts. So more than what we need to do is to clean our hearts, because our hearts are the ones that are deceiving us. Our hearts are the ones that make us to speak things, and pride comes from our hearts. All of these lusts of the flesh are coming because we've seen things and then we've allowed them to come down to our hearts and change who we are and change how we view things. So our views are coming because we do not allow our hearts to be under subjection of the authority of the word of God, and also the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who must always speak louder than our thoughts, speak louder than our conditions around us, speak louder than the world system, because the world system will always want to deceive you, will always want to make you to conform, but we are not expected to conform. We're not expected to lie. We're not expected to misrepresent the kingdom, because false witnessing is about misrepresenting the king, misrepresenting the kingdom and the one who died for us, for our salvation.
Yeah, thank you so much, Professor. And, much of the times we become those kinds of people who look down to the effects of false witnessing to such an extent that we end up being destroyed by it, and I've seen so much of this really happening. I've seen so much of this really happening where one can base even a whole ministry on false witnessing.
True.
And the rhetoric that they have with people is just lies. They can spice up so that they can sow a discord and have a large following.
Yeah.
It's
through the false teachings that they'll also teach.
Absolutely.
In the churches, and everybody end up believing what they said because they have acquainted themselves with that for a long time, that their teachings are aligned with what they want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this very aspect of false witnessing. You can drop us a voice note also there.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let's talk to Timsani. Hey, Timsani.
Greetings, Pastor Ray.
Greetings.
It's me, Timsani, once again. In the name of Jesus, be blessed, and everybody, and Madam Bui, and all the listeners. Amen.
Thank you.
False witnessing, Pastor Ray. Yeah, one thing God abhors, actually. You know, it comes from a fallen nature. You know, fallen nature first by Satan himself after he fell, and also later by his followers. You know, and its root basically was pride. You know, pride to lift yourself up, to think you're better, and then that led into sin in the heart, to transgress the law of God, not to go according to God. And then they acted the sin out. In other words, they acted not doing what God wants, what God stipulates as life. It's like the car, they decided to drive themselves into the valley. So they got smashed down there. So they got smashed because when you see it, you act on it. But it's as good as you are driving yourself into a valley. So you get smashed there. So they discovered, the devil discovered that their plan of rebellion, of making themselves better than God, didn't work. It ended up into a disaster. They got smashed. So now, first of all, he realizes when his mucus are down there, he hit by the back or by, he almost broke his jaw. He's going like, eish, you know. And now he realizes, hey, I'm in trouble because I thought I will be on the other side of pride, but I'm underneath. Now that makes him angry. And now he's angry with self. I attempted something that now has got my jaw broken. And he's also angry with the truth. Hey, man, I should have flied there. The rules told him, you can't fly here. You must turn this way. And he said, I'm going to turn this way. And he got smashed. So he's angry with the truth. And now he's angry with the position.
Hey.
Because man, he told the others, you're going to take this way. Not this way of God. Mind you, those others never got smashed there. And when they wake up, they are looking at him, but they imagine they didn't know what he's going to tell them. So he's angry with the position he has because he was leading these ones. And imagine everybody smashed. They are getting exactly the opposite of what they were gaining. So imagine they have to do a plan. So my plan is self-exertion. Yeah, imagine they must come up with a new report. So this is going to be the first one. Yeah, so they have to realize, my thought. Things didn't go well, so now they have to self-exert, you know. So this is also the right start to do within themselves, you know, to say, we must not be angry now. We must come up with a plan B. Plan B, we must continue to perpetuate with whatever we planned in the first place works, even though they know now it doesn't work. They know that now they're perpetuating a wrong plan or a lie. So now, again, being angry like that, Pastor Ray, you know, they're going to be asked by the others. Let me make an example. You know, if a parent happened to lie about something, then the kid innocently asked the question, the parent realizes they lied. Some parents become angry, you know, in the name of defense. So the child will keep quiet and said, So this is the case here. So those who are trying to inquire, the devil goes, most of the time that's what you find in the kingdom of darkness, anger. Once you try to open the truth, there's this anger that is stopping you. Yeah, and that is a very important mechanism there, because that is this innocent child is going to unearth, going to open the can of worms. So that's not wanted. So that anger is working there. So they're becoming angry. So up until marriage, this child, because it's asking. So until the child realizes that I have to accept these lies. So when the child accepts the lies because it's forced, because of this anger, it's a problem. It's forcing them. The child will accept this false weakness because it's forced to. Or else he's going to be beaten with angry or whatever negative sanction. And then another time passes by, the child realizes, things are end well with me. So I better accept. Now circumstances are forcing the child now to accept this false witness. It's a lie, but because that's who I am now. So those are circumstances. And then another thing is, join. If you don't join, if you can beat them, join them. Now you'll find other people going like, but, until there's no other takes except that one. They're not about riding it, Pastor Ray. So people, end up accepting the false witness. And then when they do that, then the result is that now they themselves become new false witnesses.
Hey.
When they become new false witnesses, the parent now rewards the child.
Hey.
The original false witness, when the child is now a false witness, they love the child now, they buy the child everything, they give the child positive reward so that the child become a matured false witness, so it's reproduced. So now they spoke the false image now is spoken as true. Now even the child is a false witness also. So when this one is lying, the child is saying, and I'm also a witness. You can see myself. They are telling others, look at how I look, man. Whatever way. I'm begging, this is because of 1, 2, 3. And then others go like, they say, join when I will see. So when this one see this one, they're like, you are my equal. So tell me you're equal. Come, you will see. So that's how many this false witness is perpetuated.
Yeah.
However, Jesus, our Lord.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Dumsani. I'm just taken by your story and the way you narrate it, man. Quite interesting. Thank you, my brother.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your praise, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.